sparkling fine jewelry. Find the coolest electronic gifts, headphones, ornaments, and more. The clock is ticking. Hurry in for Macy's last-minute gift sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
WEAN-FM Wakefield Peacedale. News, traffic, and weather from the Seascape News Center begins now. On WPRO. Providence, a Cumulus station.
A pair of violent incidents overnight in Providence. A rainy Pats game on tap for today. And WPRO's weekend AccuWeather forecast calling for periods of rain from the late morning on. Looking for a high today of 46 degrees. Good morning. I'm Doug Lizette. This is the WPRO News at 8 o'clock. Mayhem doesn't take a night off in Providence, even if it is Christmas Eve. NBC 10 reporting on two incidents from the overnight hours. A shooting on Cogshaw Street. The victim was inside a car when shots were fired. Man hit in the leg. Short time later, another man said he was stabbed while walking near Cranston and Messer Streets in Providence. No arrests in either case, as far as we know. Actress and author Carrie Fisher still in an intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a serious medical problem on a flight from London to Los Angeles. Here's correspondent Jim Roop in L.A.
Fisher went into cardiac arrest as her United flight into L.A. from London was on approach. Here's the conversation between the pilot and air traffic control.
Yeah, I need the nature of the medical emergency and also the sex of the patient. And is there medical personnel at the gate?
Yeah, we've coordinated medical personnel for the gate. We have some passengers, nurses assisting the passenger. We have an unresponsive passenger. So they're working on it right now. We're going to have them seated in about 2 minutes here, and we should hopefully be on the deck in about 5.
One passenger said Fisher wasn't breathing for about 10 minutes. She was rushed to a nearby hospital. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
President Barack Obama has signed a defense policy bill that authorizes $611 billion for the military in 2017. The president praised provisions designed to sustain momentum in countering ISIS, but he harshly criticized Congress's insistence on keeping Guantanamo Bay open in Cuba. The legislation also provides a 2.1% pay hike for members of the military. Federal authorities are warning local law enforcement across the country that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and also at holiday gatherings. The warning follows a publicly available list of U.S. churches that was posted on a militant's website. Correspondent Shimon Prokupek says that the feds have sent a bulletin letter warning churches that showed up on this list.
The bulletin just sort of told the churches, told security personnel at church.
The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve and Happy Hanukkah. It is the first night of Hanukkah. Beautiful holiday. Hey, look, don't worry about the drizzle. It's December. The weather's supposed to be bad. Embrace it. Yes, embrace it. You can't change it. It's just going to be like that. It's a little bit warm. Those of you wishing for a white Christmas, go to New Hampshire. Otherwise, the rest of us, it's beautiful. The roads are clear. Shannon, how are you feeling this morning?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm fully buying that.
I'm good. You know, my plan to go to the gym didn't quite happen before, so got to regroup and go after. But that's okay.
You're going to the gym on Christmas Eve?
Of course.
You are an inferno of hard work. I am so impressed. How about you, Nick? Did you already go to the gym?
No. I took yesterday off, and I'm taking today off. I'm treating myself. And guess what? I'm taking tomorrow off, too.
You go, bro. You go. So we have this this tile in our office, and it says, I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 3 years in a row. Where did we get that? That cool shop. It's down in Newport, Shan. What's the name of that shop? You remember?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It's right in Bowen's Wharf. It's fantastic. They have all like cool stuff there. It's like the Green Door in East Greenwich, only I forgot the name of it. Well, today we're going to be talking about a host of issues. We're going to be telling you how to not die suddenly, unnecessarily, over the holidays. Yes, we're going to be talking about holiday heart syndrome. And we're going to be talking about the conundrum for most women You know what I'm talking about, ladies. You can't sleep and you can't poop. I don't know what it is. It's just two things that I see so common amongst women. When we counsel them for their life extension and for their weight loss. So these things connect. And we're also going to talk about something called algorithm medicine and how it's harming your health and how your health insurance can harm your health. That is, if you frame it incorrectly. So it's a whole broad range of stuff to discuss today. I don't know where to begin. Well, let's start. Nick, there's something that's been I'm curious about, though.
What's that?
Your Tiny Tim moment.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was actually on stage at Trinity Rep.
Yes.
You were, in fact, Tiny Tim.
Yes.
That blows my mind. That is so cool.
I will say, though, I was also Jacob Marley in my school play before that, and that's my most proud moment on stage acting, because that was
Jacob Marley, that was bigger.
That was like a six-minute monologue.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, but you're an eloquent guy. I could see you pulling that off.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's just a matter of time before you get behind the mic on this side of the glass, my friend.
Hopefully.
Well, one time, for all of our listeners, it's Christmas. God bless us, everyone. Just in your Tiny Tim voice.
God bless everyone.
It's coming there. All right, so let's talk about, let's talk about holiday heart. Now, holiday heart is the term that we use to describe the uptick in heart attacks and sudden death in the early hours of Monday morning and after major holidays. And it goes like this. By the way, it connects into Carrie Fisher. You heard about her medical catastrophe on the flight, Nick. You know, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia from the Star Wars trilogy or the Star Wars series, was taken off a plane. Our prayers are with her, and hopefully she'll recover fully. But her heart stopped beating, and they had to administer CPR on the plane. Now, how does this connect to you, to holiday heart? And here's how it works, folks. In the course of our lifespan, we get acclimated to certain patterns of behavior. When we are younger, say in our 30s or even 40s, some of those patterns can include occasional excess of food and alcohol intake at celebratory moments. You know, you get away with that when you're young because you have a resilience. You've got a reservoir of free radical neutralizers called antioxidants. As we get older, we lose that reserve. It diminishes. Now we overlay that with the youthful dynamic of revelry that our brain remembers us being able to process. A few extra drinks, a few too much food, and you have an inferno of free radicals churning on you, shifting your electrolytes, and making you prone towards sudden death. Have you ever had that moment, Shannon, has it ever occurred to you where your like eyelid kind of flickers and twitches, or you get that sort of quivering thing in your leg? Have you ever had that kind of phenomenon?
No, maybe the eyelid twitch, but not the leg thing.
Okay, so these are muscle fasciculations, and they happen because of electrolyte disturbances in some cases, excess fatigue, inadequate magnesium levels. So keep your pen handy, because I'm going to give you a couple of tips here on how to not die. That fasciculation in the muscle is similar to the one that occurs in the heart. Remember, the heart is a muscle. We call that fasciculation in the heart ventricular fibrillation, and it's a prelude to death. And it can happen in the context of a vulnerable heart that is overtaxed. Magnesium is the magic potion to try to prevent it. It is the most abundant mineral in the body outside of calcium. It's the one that is inside of all of your blood vessel, all your blood cells. And it helps to settle muscle spasms, including irregular heartbeats, especially if you're over 50 or if you have any history of cardiac issues. It's a good idea to upload on magnesium. In our practice at Intellectual Medicine, we have Intramag, which is a blended product of different types of magnesium. About 500 milligrams will serve you in good stead in the acute phase of revelry. I take it every day just because I never want to die, so I'm like lobbying against death in every realm. But you want to be mindful of magnesium citrate. That's the one that can give you diarrhea. It's the one that can stimulate your gut to move. Otherwise, that will help you. The other thing that will help you is be mindful of volume. Or too much will tick you over. What can you get away with? I would estimate about 20% above your norm. So if you normally have two glasses of wine, you can safely go to three in most cases. Now let's talk about the plane. When you're on a flight, those free radicals are amplified even more. Travel is enormously stressful to the human body. It weakens your immune system. It makes you prone to blood clots, sudden death, and heart attacks. So what do you do? Well, first, try to arrive at your travel moment well rested and well fed. You don't want to overstress. Secondly, yes, take your magnesium. Third, if you can get to intellectual medicine, do your pre-flight intravenous drip. That is IV antioxidants, vitamins, and vitamin C that'll help protect you on that flight. Next, get an aisle seat, and every hour, walk up and down the aisle. Do some stretching. Don't worry about the other people. They're never going to see you again. Who cares? I'll get up at the front of that plane, touch my toes. I'm that weird dude walking up and down the aisle, but at least it keeps the blood flowing. These are things that can help protect you from the holiday heart syndrome. Now, if you land safely, you don't die. Uncle Fred comes in from Albuquerque. You get him through okay. Everybody's healthy. It's the New Year's resolution time. And what's the number one resolution on everybody's list? Medically, health. What are they talking about, Shan? What do you hear all the time?
Weight loss.
They want weight loss, right? What do they say, Nick? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to diet and exercise. I'm going to lose weight. Right?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what I've said many times also.
It's
starting to work finally, though. Finally.
Well, here is why diet and exercise fails everybody. It doesn't work for weight loss, folks. Now, if you need to tone up, lose 5% of your body weight, let's say about 10 pounds, okay, have at it. A little change in nutrition, a little bit of exercise, and that'll set you on your right path. But if you've got 10% or more of body weight to be lost, if you're 220 pounds and you want to be 180, you've got the most difficult medical entity there is to treat staring you right in the face. That's right. It is a neuroendocrine medical phenomenon, and it needs intensive intervention and lifetime change in order to successfully treat. Now, we've been doing this for 20 years, and at Intellectual Medicine, we have discovered the most effective, most durable, and safest route to maintain your healthiest weight. Nick, how am I doing on time, buddy? I got 2 minutes. So we can start to set this one up, folks. This is such an important topic. It is at the foundation of every element of anti-aging and life extension. You want to live your longest, your youngest, your most vital, your most independent life, then you want to hit your healthiest weight. Well, how do you know what that is? You know, no two bodies are the same. I'm not talking about an aesthetic objective. Washboard abs are nice, but are unnecessary. Looking like a model is a rare event and unnecessary. I'm talking about you, your body, being your best self. Well, here's some general guidelines. You could take a tape measure, put it around the thickest portion of your waist. If you're above 40 inches as a male or 35 inches as a woman, your risk of all forms of disease and heart attack and cancer go up. Excess adiposity is associated with 14 different cancers, and that list is growing. If you're a non-smoker, your excess weight is your number one risk for developing cancer. So here at our center at Intellectual Medicine, we have a 95% success rate in treating obesity, and nobody ever regains it. And I will tell you right now, if every gastric bypass surgeon on the planet retired tomorrow, the world would be a better place. Far too many people are moving towards surgery ahead of rational intellectual interventions because of the self-fulfilling belief that it cannot be successfully treated, that people have no capacity to manage their weight, therefore they must be carved up, deform their gut, have a lifetime adverse consequence with the gastric surgeries if they don't die operatively or postoperatively. Now, I personally know of two patients who are no longer with us as a direct consequence of gastric bypass. One died 4 days post-op of a blood clot. The other one died 6 months later, and here's how. When you get a gastric bypass, you alter the absorptive capacity of your gut. He went out, had a few beers. You know what happens? The alcohol doesn't absorb the same way. And he had a sudden death event 6 months after his surgery. Does not get listed as a surgical complication. So do I discourage gastric bypass? You bet. Well, how about these bands and other garbage they put in you? Ridiculous. So what should you do? Stay tuned. We're going to talk after the break about how we discovered our treatment pathway and what you should do to stay healthy. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. Yeah, baby, we're back. I love Christmas carols this time of year. You know, Nick, did Parliament or Funkadelic ever cut a Christmas album?
They didn't. I looked it up, too.
You looked it up.
They never did.
See, that's just a missing piece, man. If I were their manager, I would have absolutely had them cut that album.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's a good
Santa
one.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town would have been a great cover
for
them to do.
Yeah, Bootsy Collins with his bass guitar.
Yep.
Now, Shannon, what's your favorite Christmas carol of all time? I know you're a Christmas carol loving woman.
Of course.
Of course.
I don't think I have a favorite one.
No, when I was growing up, it was, remember Mr. Green? No, you don't. Mr. Green Jeans and Captain Kangaroo. Does anybody remember those guys? They were a children's show when I was growing up, and they cut a Christmas album that was absolutely fabulous. I don't know, man. I got to find that somewhere, somehow. By the way, I have an important celebratory announcement. Nick Shannon has completed her master's as nurse practitioner, and in a matter of 1 month, she will take her certifying examination, and upon successful completion, she will be a fully credentialed nurse practitioner.
Well, congratulations, Shannon.
Thank you.
And I want to share this. I got to brag on her a little bit to our listening audience here. I had the opportunity to look at her transcript. Transcript, folks, that's the thing that has all the grades on it. Shannon, how'd you do on that transcript?
It was fine.
It was fine. She's a little modest, folks. She is an inferno of quiet energy. We're talking straight A's. That's right. I didn't see a grade other than an A on that paper. Was I missing something?
Nope, that's pretty much all
it was.
That's
pretty much what you did, huh? Mm-hmm. Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
It's tough. Well, not bad. The heck it's not bad. You know, how does it feel to be me, the second banana in my own house? That's right. Holy cow. You know, this reminds me of that movie, A Star is Born, you know, where, like, the old dude was, like, collapsing while the young star was rising.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a matter of time, Nick.
To take over.
My days are numbered.
My plan is working.
You're on the hot seat now, technically, in that chair.
Whew, I got to keep moving. I'm going to go back to school or something. I don't know. So we left, folks. We were talking about obesity, about the seemingly hopeless state of affairs. I'm going to give you a few tips that are going to help you if you're one of those fortunate few that are the 5%er. Here's a question we get a lot. What's the best supplement to take to help me with weight loss? Do you remember Sensa, Shannon?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It was that little, the magic thing you sprinkle.
Yep.
Shake it on your food and just, the fat melted away, right?
Yeah, something about it. I don't know. You see these people eating hamburgers and cheeseburgers and...
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should have a museum of antiquated remedies for obesity. And, like, there'd be Sensa and there would be all the other garbage that's out there. You know, these detoxifying. Here's the real story, folks. There is scientific evidence and research supporting many different types of supplements with regard to their benefit in appetite suppression and weight loss. Here's the difficulty. Imagine if your goal is to prevent a bucket full of water from leaking. Now, stay with me on this analogy. And there are 5 holes in that bucket, and you've got a plug that'll plug one of them. Do you think the bucket's going to still leak with 4 more holes oozing water? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem when people look at these supplements. It's too simplistic. Remember, the most important thing in order to maintain your life is energy. You can live without a lung, without a kidney. You can cut out part of your brain. You could have a heart attack and lose half your cardiac function. But if you don't have energy, you will die. Now, your brain knows this. And where is energy in your body? Folks, it's stored in your fat cells, which is why the fat cells are the most important cells in your body, and it's why your brain defends them vigorously. Having said that, you've got to then combine supplements in a rational manner and link that to nutritional behavioral change. That's what we call the sequential polypharmacy of the Pederuti method that we use at Intellectual Medicine. It has been an astounding success, and it takes time as well. We know that it takes 10 encounters, 10 focused moments to change one aspect of human behavior. Think about the way we eat. It comes at us every day. So here are some things that will help you in this journey. If you want to lose 5% of your body weight, that's achievable on your own. You can first have frequent small meals. That's been shown to have value. Spreading the same number of calories out over more meals in the course of a day is helpful. Another detail, do not trust your vision. Your eyes will lie to you. You have no real capacity to judge volume when you start eating. We eat until our plate is empty. That's how we're engineered. We are genetically engineered in order to overeat because energy is life and we don't know when we'll get our next meal. And that's from our primitive origins. Therefore, the only way to control intake is by pre-portioning food ahead of time. That's what we call premeditated discipline. Discipline is not staring at that extra serving and trying to resist eating it. It's not having it available in the first place. Those are two key elements. Another one, do not expect exercise to help you shed weight, folks. If you exercise too much, you will stimulate counter-regulatory hormones that will cause you to slow your metabolism, increase your hunger, and ironically, get in the way of your weight loss. So where's that magic threshold? It's about 30 minutes of cardiovascular interval training. If you go much beyond that, you're starting to strain your body in a way that it will make it harder to lose weight. Finally, medications are available. Now, folks, it is an absolute crime that new medicines are being discovered and brought to market for weight loss, but are being neglected by the medical establishment and are being ignored by insurance companies for the sake of reimbursement. Think about that. The number one medical disorder in the United States today is obesity. It is underlying the drop in lifespan that we've recently seen, the explosion of diabetes, and the medical establishment is silent. It is a willful ignorance that galls me. Fortunately, folks, you've got me at Intellectual Medicine. You've got Shannon. And there's a doctor who will be joining our fight. We'll be announcing that in shows to come. She will be coming down from Massachusetts to train at our center and implement the Petteri method at her practice. She will be helping hundreds of lives just like we have. So we're on a mission. We're on a mission to spread the truth about weight loss. It's a medical disorder for those of you that have 10% or more of weight that need to be lost. You absolutely should avail yourselves of the advances in pharmacology. And no, don't expect your insurance to be paying for this. And I'll tell you more about why. We're going to frame that conversation out because it's very important. Do not let that be a barrier to acquiring your best health. This is Intellectual Medicine, and I am Dr. Pederuti. It is Christmas Eve, and we're talking next to Doug Lizette from the Seascape News Center. Doug, Merry Christmas. What's happening out there, buddy?
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Join Dr. Pederuti as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pederuti.
We are back, folks. Intellectual Medicine means using your intellect to guide thoughts and decisions. Remember, if everybody's thinking the same, nobody's thinking. We fight the battle against algorithm medicine every day at Intellectual Medicine. What is algorithm medicine? We all know an algorithm is a guideline, a pathway, a map of care. You know, originally, algorithms in medicine were designed as a reference point to help doctors and nurse practitioners make decisions. Unfortunately, they have morphed into a straitjacket where clinicians feel inhibited from deviating from the algorithm lest they be criticized as not practicing standard of care. That is a direct barrier to advances and to helping individuals. The way that we arrived at our success with weight loss is by pioneering our own pathway. We had to do that because there is no algorithm for weight loss, is there, Shannon? I'm not aware of any. You just completed your training. Did they teach you that algorithm?
No.
It is the number one medical disorder in America, correct?
It is.
It is. And there is zero algorithm, and there is zero attention placed upon this by healthcare authorities, by hospitals and institutions, unless they can carve you up and make a bucket of money giving you this ridiculous bypass surgery. So before you do that, please, and come see me at Intellectual Medicine. If I say you need gastric bypass, then you might need it. Otherwise, you don't. You cannot value the source if the one giving the information stands to gain by the surgery to be done. Now, I'm not implying that they are unethical, but they are just limited in their knowledge. All they know is what they see, And what they see are folks that cannot achieve success because it hasn't been treated properly. Without proper treatment, you don't get weight loss. Now, we had on Dr. Kenny Blanchard recently, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and he spoke about functional thyroid treatment. How many times have you gone to your doctor and said, I feel tired, I'm run down, I'm gaining weight, my skin's dry, I'm a little constipated, I'm a little brain fogged? And the doctor will test your thyroid and say, it's normal. All I need to do is do what, Chen? What do they teach you in school for thyroid testing?
TSH only.
Yeah, TSH only. Folks, that is thoroughly inadequate. The TSH, or the thyroid stimulating hormone, is one fraction of the total picture. Doctors who pursue intellectual medicine and the nurse practitioner colleagues are expanding that basis of testing. And more importantly, now we're taught this in medical school, but then we ignore it when we graduate. Treat the patient, not the lab. Have you ever heard that phrase?
I have.
Yep.
Yep.
What happens when you get out there in the trenches is you end up treating the lab because you don't believe the patient, and the lab is easier to defend. It's a standard of care. Well, if we treat the patient, and the way we arrived at our success is by listening to the patient and treating them. You know, sometimes you hear these other providers promoting the notion that they can discern your hormonal needs without the benefit of blood testing, without the training and insight that comes with being specialized in the field. They think that all you need to do is smear on some hormone cream and you're going to be good to go. You familiar with that approach, Shan?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we'll do saliva testing. I've had people do these electronic tests where they hold devices with their hands or they test their sweat. Folks, they're all suboptimal. You must look at the blood, and you must integrate hormonal treatment with the weight loss therapy. And here's how it goes. Anybody, any woman above 40, any man above 50 is liable to be suffering with low hormone syndrome. And if they don't replace those hormones, they will suffer the consequence. Mid-abdominal weight gain, slowing of brain function, shrinking of bone, atrophy of genitals, loss of vital life energy, brain fog. Sound familiar? Happens to everybody. Isn't it normal? No. Is it inevitable? Yes, if you do nothing about it. Go to your doctor, they say, oh, this is normal aging. Nonsense. It is the absence of correctable issues. And it's more than just slathering on some testosterone gel. I had a guy, the gentleman in the other day, and he was coming from a place in Boston where he literally went in there, wrote a check, and they gave him a script for hormones. Bang, done. Look, the side of the road is littered with the carcasses of people who did nothing but hormone. You've got to look under the hood and integrate it. So the same symptoms overlap when you're tired, sluggish, when you're constipated, when you're gaining weight. Is it the weight that's causing the symptoms, or is there something underneath it that's a common denominator? It takes an integrative approach. It takes intellectual medicine to separate those out. So getting to your best weight is one piece of the equation. Making sure that what you lose is fat and not muscle requires the other element. A scale is 1980s medicine. Modern medicine, intellectual medicine, does a body analysis so we could tell what your body's made of. Is it fat? Is it muscle? That's required. Cholesterol and blood pressure is 1980s medicine. Is that the best we can do? What we care about is looking at arteries directly. Calcium scores and pulse wave velocity, which is what we use at intellectual medicine, enable us to bypass looking at shadows on the wall, the surrogate markers, cholesterol, blood pressure. They have some value, but they're highly overrated. We look directly at the artery. Now, why is that important? Well, you don't want to go through all that effort, losing the weight, getting your hormones right, just to have undiagnosed vascular aging compromise your quality of life. So in the context of evaluating all of these variables, we look beyond. Half of the people who get heart attacks have a normal cholesterol. There's more going on. There's more to your health than a statin drug and a visit to your doctor. Remember, your health insurance is not there to preserve your health. It's sick insurance for when you get sick. When we come back, we'll tell you how to avoid the sick insurance trap. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. Merry Christmas, folks. Yes, it's Christmas.
From Cumberland to Cranston to Coventry,
you're listening to Southern New England's most informative talk lineup.
Plus, news, traffic, and weather.
Never miss it.
On News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM.
It's my station.
WPRO.
Hi, this is Jocelyn from 210 Oyster Bar and Grill, your favorite local winter destination for holiday parties, live music, fresh seafood, and our brand new sushi program. We are open daily for lunch and dinner, and on Sundays for brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., offering our a la carte brunch menu and $5 Bloody Marys and mimosas. Our annual prefix menu is back, available Sunday through Thursday, $29 per person and $49 for two. Check us out online, 210obg.com. Book your holiday party with me now, and I can't wait to see you there.
No matter what road you travel, the road to financial security takes planning. You want to be there enjoying every moment. I'm Sandra Peters, your personal Ameriprise financial planner. Together, we'll develop a plan to meet your goals for retirement, kids' education, a new home, whatever your goals are. Call me today at 946-9905 for your free consultation. That's 946-9905. With your plan from me and Ameriprise, life can be brilliant. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Procuris, co-owner of the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. In the past several years, we've become the area's leader in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. What makes us the leader? Our knowledgeable and friendly staff. Coupled with our start-to-finish method, we handle every part of the process for you. All the design, demolition, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, and flooring. We even fabricate and install your countertops. And speaking of countertops, we offer the area's largest selection of hand-picked granite and quartz. We can remove your old tops, install your new ones, and handle all your reconnections. And you must log on to our website, kccne.com. KCCNE has the largest portfolio of completed kitchen and bathroom remodeling projects, all installed by KCCNE. The Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England, 1120 Eddy Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Look for the big black sign from Route 95 at the Thurber's Ave curve and see us online at kccne.com. Again, that's kccne.com.
Are you overwhelmed thinking about your insurance needs? At the Zolano Insurance Agency, they protect what matters to you. Their staff has been helping many Rhode Islanders for over 50 years. Year after year, they've helped thousands of people choose the protection they need. Save money on your auto, home, life, or business insurance needs. Please call the Zolano Insurance Agency for a free quote. Protect what matters to you. Call 949-1550. Offices in Smithfield and Chepachet, or visit them at ZolanoInsurance.com.
By the time I was 18 years old, I was a full-fledged drug addict.
For years, I felt hopeless. I was a complete slave to my addiction.
19 years old, I would always be in the streets drinking, doing cocaine.
Found recovery and a new way to live.
At any point, you can choose to stop.
There is help.
Don't be afraid to reach out. Recovery is possible. Call 401-942-STOP. Brought to you by the Department of Health, BHDDH, and Anchor Recovery.
You can do this.
I'll be home.
Hey, everybody. We are back to the soothing voice of Tom Jones. That guy's amazing, man. He just keeps going and going. I don't know what he's doing, but you should do it too. Well, one thing he's doing, he's staying connected to life. He keeps working. There's a definite correlation between meaningful living and quality and longevity. But anyhow, we left off talking about obesity and about its treatment, and I invited you all to experience intellectual medicine. Shannon, what number do they call? Now, we're open today. It's Christmas Eve. We're the hardest working people in medicine. We are here live. Shannon, Nick, and I. Nick's not part of intellectual medicine, but you maybe someday. We'll see.
You know.
You need to come into our world, brother. You got to come in.
The medicine world?
You got to come in and experience intellectual medicine. In fact, Nick, I'll say it on the air. You come in, I'm going to give you a free... Can I do this, Shannon? I bet.
Sure.
A free wingman drip. You come in today. Or if you
there
get
you go.
The wingman
today
drip.
Today might be a little tough.
What is a wingman drip? What's the wingman drip, Shannon?
The wingman drip is, you know, when you're going to go out or just experience maybe some alcohol, and it helps to detox you and give you some extra energy.
So if you're going to go out and party, folks, what
you're
trying to say, you get your wingman drip. It's high-dose vitamin C with glutathione, a massive antioxidant. We were talking before about holiday heart and sudden death. Not only will this help to steel your health against those type of assaults, but you're going to wake up the next morning feeling much, much better. Now, we're not endorsing drunkenness. We are endorsing partying. Now, there's a difference, right? The partying is good for you. It's hedonistic joy. You just have to do it in a safe manner, folks. Don't get behind the wheel. And, you know, look, have a little extra. Have some fun, but don't kill yourself. And, yes, get the wingman drip. Now, you got to come see me. If you're contemplating what you should do next for your weight loss, if you've tried other things and they have failed, if you're going to go to the gym to diet and exercise, half of that equation is right. Go to the gym, work with your trainer to get fit, then come see us for the weight part. What's that number?
Our office number is 401-921-5934. You can go to our website, im-120.com.
All right, you got that, folks. im-120.com. The phones will be on today between 9 and about 12 o'clock. We are cutting out a little bit early. We're having our office party afterward with our Cracker Jack staff. It's Tammy, Tanya, and Gina. They'll be glad to serve you when you call. We'll get you guys in. Listen, if you don't get in right away, be patient. You know, we'll get to you when you call. We will make time. You know, it's not always instant. This is very specialized care. So we're talking about holidays, about having a great Christmas, enjoying the celebration, getting your wingman drip, and about your health insurance and how it can and cannot help you. So I'll have people say to me, gee, doc, you know, that weight loss program, shouldn't my insurance cover that for me? Wouldn't they save money if I stayed healthy? Folks, they don't care about you staying healthy. They really don't. And it's really not their job to keep you healthy. Look, it's hard to defend the devil here, right? Insurance companies are generally an obstruction in the joy of our living. And they are best to be avoided. Here's an analogy. You do not go to your insurance company to get new brakes for your car. You don't say, boy, you know what? If they paid for these new brakes, I'd be less likely to get in a car accident and would save them money. Here's the dirty secret. Insurance companies know this. It's a true fact. It is cheaper to do nothing and just treat people who get sick than it is to do preventative medicine. Preventative medicine costs money. There's nothing out there that has been shown to save healthcare dollars that is preventative other than immunizations such as flu shots. Everything else costs money. It's more expensive to live long and healthy than it is to live short and sick. And if there are 100 people out there, and if we put 100 of them through the weight loss program, and 5 of them don't get a heart attack, that's pretty damn significant. However, it's more expensive ultimately to keep those other 100 healthy. So you don't have health insurance, you have sick insurance. And using whether or not the insurance pays for something as a barometer of its value will lead you to get sick and old faster than you need to get. You need to invest some of your own capital in this. That's where freedom of medicine comes in, where freedom of choice comes in. You can do what you want with your dollars. And having those available to keep you healthy is part of the game. Well, folks, we'll be back for our last session. This is Dr. Pederuti at Intellectual Medicine. Stay with us. And we're back, folks. Thanks for staying with us for the hour. We're in our last segment. And, you know, we were corrected off air, and Nick does not need the wingman drip. He does not imbibe at all and lives a healthy, modest lifestyle. So we're going to change our offer, Nick. We decided we're going to give you a free energy drip.
That's our power pack.
I like that. I need that. You've got me thinking over here. I'm always playing these 3-4 hours of pickup basketball. I need some energy for that. But then I got to dial it back, too, so I can lose the weight.
Well, you know, come on in. We'll do the energy drip. The energy drip, folks, is one of the most popular drips. Chock full of vitamins that give you energy surging. Glutathione, you'll leave there on wings. So that'll be a good fit for you, Nick. I know you're burning the candle at both ends, right, bro?
Oh, yeah.
So I had one of my classmates in medical school say, don't tell me I'm burning the candle at both ends, man. Just show me where to get more wax. So that was his mantra. So here are a couple of tips. We've been talking a lot about weight loss. There is something you can do. It's over the counter, and I love this for our patients, and it's safe for you. It's green tea. 3 cups a day have correlated with decreased body weight, decreased blood pressure, decreased cholesterol. Now, if you can't get 3 cups of green tea into you, there are green tea extracts that you can get. It's capital EGCG, and that is the ingredient in the green tea that we think is the most active ingredient. We have products at Intellectual Medicine that have that extract in them, but you can drink green tea itself. But do not put artificial sweetener in it, folks. Put sugar in it. Artificial sweeteners actually make you gain weight. They overstimulate your brain and create cravings and hunger surges within you. Now, if you're changing your eating patterns, anytime you change your eating patterns, even if you go from eating garbage to eating healthy, your stomach is likely to get a little bit uncomfortable to you. Now, there is something that can help as a detoxifying agent. We love this supplement. It's called buffered vitamin C, or C-Buff. That's capital C, capital B-U-F-F. It's a powdered form of vitamin C. We use at Intellectual Medicine, we use 2,000 milligrams a day. That's one teaspoonful of our product. This product is widely available, so if you don't have the means of coming to our center, you certainly can find it. It's a lipolyzed buffered vitamin C, and you mix it in with a beverage. Maybe you throw it right in your green tea, I don't know. It's a little bit bitter, so be prepared for that. The way it works is to pull toxins out of the bile, enhance the immune function by supporting the lymphatics throughout the gut. Those are called Peyer's patches. It's a great antioxidant. And when you're changing your diet, if you do have a tendency towards bloating and constipation, this agent can be of significant value. Another tip that can help: extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoonful 3 times a day, has been shown to improve gut function, lower blood pressure, stimulate healthy bowel movement.
Now, how would you take that?
I would literally pour it out of a bottle and take a tablespoonful. How about you? How would you do it?
Probably on a salad or something.
You know what? It would work. Mm-hmm. And however you want to use it. Now, folks will say, yeah, but isn't that a fat? And isn't fat bad for me? There's some caloric consequence to that, but it's the type of fat, it's the omega-3 fats that are extraordinarily healthy. And what we know about weight loss is that you must avoid hunger. You ever hear folks trying to lose weight by denying their hunger? I'm going to skip a meal. I'm going to eat one meal a day. What happens when you do that is you create stress in your body, and the stress generates counter-regulatory hormones that cause your metabolism to slow down and will ultimately escalate your hunger. And when the body's deprived of food for a long period of time, the next intake of food gets directed towards fat cells in favor of other organs. So by eating one meal a day and attempt to lose weight, you're going to grow fat and you're going to shrink your organs. It's been shown to happen, and we've documented that. So there are a couple of things you can add. How about that for your Christmas Eve feast? I'll have some sea buff, some extra virgin olive oil. Sound delectable? All right, so maybe we start this on December 26th. I don't know. What do you think, Shan?
Well, yeah, see, you have to have a day, or not a day, a meal that...
A moment.
A moment,
yeah,
yes.
We call those hedonistic moments. Mm-hmm. Hedonistic moments means your brain needs to enjoy life. Dieting is to be avoided. Permanent changes that lead to your great health are to be plugged in. So every week we're here, folks. And by the way, we're coming up on 2017. Our next show is going to be a reflection backward and a look forward, and we will invite you to give us topics for 2017 that we will highlight.
We do. We have a post right now. If you go to our Facebook page, you can comment, or you can tweet us with ideas or anything that you want covered.
Topics for 2017. Up next, Tony DeJesus and Big Blue Bug Solutions. We're here at WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. With Shannon, with Nick, Happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine.